Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle. My name is Tammy. I'm your host, and today you are listening to Naked Affirmations. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Today's going to be a little bit of an interesting one. I will have to go back and listen and see how bad it is, but I am driving. Don't worry. Both hands are on the wheel. But I was just thinking about you all and wanted to jump on and podcast. So there may be the noise of the car and, you know, bless you if you make it through listening if it's bad, because I know that can be kind of annoying. But it's also going to be a fairly quick podcast too. So hang in there with me if you can. And like I said, I'll go back and listen. And if it's really that bad, then I'll be re-recording. But I wanted to jump on and talk about affirmations. So first of all, if you've been listening, you'll know that I'm doing a challenge or a little adventure doing what I have named the Naked Six. And I am on week two. And what I had decided was I was going to do a super strict keto diet or challenge, if you will, where every week I bring a new focus to what I'm going to be diving into and focusing in on for that first week or for each week. And so the first week I actually focused on counting my macronutrients, making sure that I'm entering in all of the food and everything I put in my mouth into Chronometer. And then the second week, I had told you the other day, as I did the podcast, you could go back to episode Naked Six, week two, I mentioned that the focus for me for week two is going to be about affirmations. And that the reason for that, you know, I'm not sure that I went into great depth or detail on it. And so I wanted to do that a little bit more today as I was thinking through, you know, why am I doing a focus on affirmations. Well, I had started reading a book called Switch on Your Brain. And again, I may have mentioned this in the last podcast, but just wanted to dive a little deeper. And, you know, it's an area of my life that I'm working on in general. So not necessarily keto related, but I realized how important it is that I actually apply it to what I'm doing right now, which is, you know, trying to focus in and get very serious about something that my mindset needed to shift over some things. So in the book, Switch on Your Brain, there is a lot of talk around neuroplasticity, which is the ability of the brain through thinking to change and adapt to a belief system or, you know, how you're thinking and responding to life. To stimuli, to beliefs. And, you know, I, again, had been working towards this thought life, this thinking, this neuroplasticity in terms of my marriage. I've been working really hard on an area in my marriage where I want to change the thinking patterns over some key aspects of our marriage. And so I had bought an application called My Affirmations and really wanted to start planting the seeds in my brain, in my thinking, to change my thinking patterns so that what I think on is what I will believe and my body will naturally want to respond. Like your brain actually, I mean, it's fascinating. Neuroplasticity is a fascinating aspect of science and medicine. It's phenomenal in psychology and psychiatry. And most of you, if you've been listening for any amount of time, know that I'm a nurse. And so my medical brain, it really like thrives on the connection between science and my, you know, belief system or my spiritual beliefs. So anyways, I decided, you know, I really need to apply this to keto because what I saw in my life was that it is really starting to, like, I see it working. And so some of my affirmations that I am waking up to and going to bed to, it's really fun because this My Affirmations app, you can put in your affirmations and then you can actually categorize them into different folders. So I have a folder for keto. I have a folder for bedtime affirmations, for morning affirmations. I even have a folder for emergency affirmations because there's some areas where I struggle and I want to be able to pull out something really quickly to hear truth. So that's really what it boils down to, is I'm trying to put aside the lies of the enemy and really insert truth into my thinking, because I spent a lot of time as a kid growing up with certain thought patterns that are absolutely not true. They're not true about myself. They're not true about who I am, who God created me to be. And I want to change those thinking patterns. And, you know, some of those really are like health based. And so anyways, I have loved the app. I have an Android and I just looked up affirmations and it popped up. It looks like a little plant is the little logo. It's like purplish, I think. It's like a little plant and it's called My Affirmations. And you can push play and it will, in the category or the folder that you have, it, like, for example, my morning affirmations this morning specifically related to keto. In that folder, I push play and my affirmations start going through. It plays it to music. It's really, really great. You can record yourself, which I know a lot of people don't like hearing themselves listen or don't like hearing themselves talk. But what I have found is that by recording my affirmations, it reads it to me. And sure, most people don't like hearing themselves talk, but it is also, I like it better than actually like talking during my affirmations. I like to be able to listen, but if it's my voice, I'm talking to myself. So I just actually like it better that way. But some people, if you don't like that, you can just read it. It'll play like light music in the background and it'll play it and you can just read it and say it out loud as it goes through the slides. And so some of my affirmations, I am, you know, happily, again, like you hear it at the beginning of every podcast, I am happily married. I am sexy as ever. And, you know, now that I have been doing that podcast long enough, I have to say, even those affirmations make a difference. I feel sexy. I am sexy. Like that's actually a truth that I have developed because I've been saying it over and over again. And I got that idea originally from a podcast, One Extraordinary Marriage, where the husband, Tony, he opens up their podcast every week with, hey, this is, you know, One Extraordinary Marriage. I'm Tony, and this is my beautiful wife, Alisa. And he has done that for years now, and weekly, hearing himself say that, he believes it now more than ever, but also, so does she. And so I had originally taken that idea and like, you know, I need to apply this to my life more. But now that I've read the book, Switch On Your Brain, I'm actually really excited because now I understand why it works. Some of the affirmations, one related to keto that I've put in my morning routine and my bedtime routine is, I'll actually need to read them. Of course, I'm driving right now, but, oh my goodness, I had them down earlier. Let me think for just a second. I do not like gluten. Gluten makes me feel sick. When I eat gluten, it makes me feel sick and unhealthy. I will not eat gluten today. It is a choice that I have power over. I do not want it. Those kinds of things. I will track. I will track everything that I put in my mouth today in chronometer. It is wise and it is a good choice and it helps me to succeed and achieve my goals. And so anyway, you get the point. You don't necessarily need all of my affirmations. Come up with your own. Why? Why are you doing keto? Is it because you want to be healthy for your family? Well, I would say that in that affirmation, you know, put that in there. I want to be healthy for my family. I want to be healthy for my husband. I want to feel sexier in bed, or I am sexy naked. To, you know, achieve ultimate health, I am going to make good choices today with my food. Even down to specifics, one of mine, this is really funny, I was really being tempted with pizza. So in my affirmations, I do not like pizza. I do not want pizza. Pizza makes me feel unhealthy. Pizza hurts me. Like, put those affirmations in there, guys. Like, it sounds like such a simple, kind of, I don't know, ridiculous thing to do, but it's, I'm not just telling you it helps because in my experience it does. I'm telling you that it helps because it's a scientific fact. Like, your brain will respond. Your body will respond. I walked by pizza the other day, didn't want it, didn't think about it. And I'm legitimately not kidding. It was not hard to bypass it and go have something else to eat. So it really is helpful. It really will work. I am so excited about being able to do that this week and focusing hard on it. And then also just building on what I had done for the first week, which is putting my food into chronometer. That is going really well. And I do feel really good. Like, I'm feeling pretty grateful for the Naked Six. I am feeling like I did when I very first started keto, which was, I don't feel terrible. I don't have keto flu. I feel freaking awesome. I feel great and I'm loving it. And the weight is just melting off, which is fantastic. Last week I lost, what did I say? I think it was, let's see, 4, 5, 6-ish pounds. And I know for a fact that I'm actually down another 2 for sure now. So hopefully by the end of this week, I'll actually have a total of 10 pounds lost already, which is great for me. And don't get all, I mean, no offense, but don't get all freaky on me like, oh, that's so unhealthy. You're losing weight too fast. No, I'm not, because it's a lot of it's water weight. And I'm very accustomed to losing quickly on keto because I lose a lot of water weight. And then I will start evening out to about 2 pounds a week, which, yes, is actually okay. It is healthy. Sometimes I lose 3. Sometimes I lose 1. But I will continue to lose. And so that by the end of the 6 weeks, it will have been a healthy weight loss. But, yeah, these first 2 weeks, I tend to lose like crazy because it's a lot of it's that water weight. It's amazing what happens when you take sugar and carbs out and replace it with healthy stuff. But anyways, that's all I really wanted to say today. Hopefully you're doing great on week 2 if you're trekking along with me. And I'll go back and listen, and hopefully this was not too painful to listen to with the car noise. And if it is, I'll go back and re-record. It's no big deal. I don't mind. So that being said, email me at the Naked Keto Wife if you have any questions or comments. Otherwise, I will catch you next time on the Naked Keto Wife.